Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed! Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, next week, the Science Committee is preparing to introduce the Weather Act reauthorization comprehensive legislation that continues to strengthen and advance the U.S. weather system. Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had a chance to visit with Congressman Frank Lucas about his work on weather reauthorization as chairman of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. The weather reauthorization that Lucas will soon be covering in committee will be important for Oklahomans and the Oklahoma Mesonet system.
It's hard to believe it's been 5 years now or more since we passed the last Weather Act. The goal of the Weather Act, of course, is how to simultaneously move forward to use the accomplishments of the previous bill, develop promising technologies and techniques for everything from hurricane forecasting on down the line, improve the speed with which we get our forecast, extend the length of those forecasts. But the bottom line is this: weather affects everything in this country, for that matter, the world. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, you're in the oil and gas business, or you're a manufacturer, somebody on Main Street, the Weather Reauthorization Act will improve NOAA's efforts at modernization, flexibility, and accuracy. So bottom line is this: this is a piece of legislation we work really hard on in a very bipartisan way in the Science Committee, and we should be ready to go to file the bill shortly. We've had a kind of a complicated world here in the United States House of late, but maybe we can get focused again in a regular fashion.
Lucas said they'll be focused on upgrades and improvements.
Well, there's all sorts of things like improving the research and development programs, whether it's the next generation of weather radar, and we're operating under technology from the 1980s. Think about how dramatically all that, the computer technology, the radar technology has advanced in the last 40 years.
Farmers and ranchers feed and clothe the world, Lucas said, and they need the best technology to handle what they cannot control, and that, of course, includes the weather. Well, a big fun day yesterday as Made in Oklahoma, Oklahoma Pork, and Homeland gave away free pork lunches and a shopping spree. The big winner was Mary Huddleston from Logan County, who had the opportunity to fill her shopping cart with Made in Oklahoma products during a 7-minute shopping spree.
I'm like excited. I need to warm up.
But what you have your eye on?
You know, meat. Pork.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, of course, you got to have some baking mixes.
I do, because I use Shawnee Mills religiously, so I will be on that aisle. And Head Country barbecue sauce. I mean, these are our favorites at our house.
Over 100 people lined up to receive their free pork lunch, including Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur and Deputy Commissioner Jan Lee Rowlett. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, Oklahoma. Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and we'll continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.